The Osgood File, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. While the mainstream on-air obituaries remained in their don't speak ill of the dead phase, it wasn't 5 minutes before the online discussion was about how Ted Kennedy, champion of the downtrodden, had gotten away with murder. More after this. Ted Kennedy photoshopped wearing a snorkel. An aircraft carrier dubbed the USS Kennedy catapulting cars into the ocean. And the parody ad that got the National Lampoon into so much trouble, showing a floating VW Beetle and the caption, "If Ted Kennedy had driven a Volkswagen, he'd be president by now." Just some highlights from one popular conservative website. For some people, Ted Kennedy's legacy has nothing to do with civil rights or health care. It's that he got away with a drunk driving accident that killed campaign aide Mary Jo Kopechne in 1969 at the Dyke Bridge on Chappaquiddick Island. We will never know whether he was in fact too drunk to drive that night, or whether he did try to contrive an alibi that somebody else was driving, or whether he was having an affair. But what we do know is damning enough. He didn't report the accident, he left the scene, he lied about what happened, and the police protected him because he was a Kennedy. There were enough suspicious circumstances that no ordinary politician's career would have survived, even given the deferential nature of the national media in those pre-internet days. Here was a senator who by day crusaded against the power of privilege, and yet that night, when his own career was in jeopardy, it was the Kennedy safety net that saved him. But if he was a hypocrite, then what about his critics? Because in using Chappaquiddick to ridicule his causes, like civil rights, equal treatment for poor people, universal health care, they ended up supporting the same system of privilege that let Kennedy walk. Here it is, 2009, and just as in 1969, the rich still have their own justice system, they still have their own health care system, and strangely, a lot of Kennedy's Chappaquiddick critics seem ready to keep it that way. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, August 27th, 2009.